Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says after the morning fog, it's going to be turning partly cloudy by this afternoon. We'll have a high near 50 degrees. In Kenosha, 28 at this hour, 24 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 32 and 27 in Racine. A Racine man is facing an arson charge for allegedly setting a fire that damaged a vacant home last Friday. 18-year-old Alexander Rodriguez and another person who's facing juvenile allegations are accused of setting fire to some textbooks and other articles inside of a home in Geneva Street, the 1100 block, thousands of dollars worth of damage caused, according to court records. Rodriguez identified as a suspect through video from a neighbor's surveillance camera. He allegedly told police he and that other person had been smoking inside the home. However, investigators indicate they found no evidence of any smoking materials in the vicinity of where the fire began. Rodriguez is going to be back in court next week. A recent tobacco sales compliance check at a Racine business leads to a 35-year-old man, Khalil Amsafi, facing charges for drug possession. Criminal complaint says he was caught with marijuana and Viagra pills in his possession while he was working at a South Memorial Drive candy store. Court records indicate Safi was charged in an unrelated drug offense back in December and released on signature bond. The new charges carry a cash bond, and Safi's going to be back in court on April the 6th. Charges also filed in Racine County on Monday against a man from Racine accused of leading law enforcement on a wild high-speed chase that began on the interstate and came to an end on some residential streets in Sturtevant. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to court documents, a sheriff's deputy spotted a car going well over the speed limit on the interstate and attempted to stop the vehicle. The chase left the I at Highway KR and eventually ended up in Sturtevant, even though a couple of the car's tires were flattened with stop sticks. The driver and two passengers eventually jumped out of the car and ran. The driver was arrested a short time later. 22-year-old Miguel Navarrete has been charged with attempting to flee police, two counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and one count of second-degree endangering safety, along with misdemeanor criminal damage to property for driving over the lawn of Schulte School and obstructing. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for next week. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Last night in Kenosha, a man was taken into custody. That ended a standoff with police, which had gone on more than 2 hours in the 1600 block of 54th Street. The man was inside of a van, reportedly armed with an unknown weapon. The vehicle parked behind a house. Initial reports indicate that man was tased by police, then turned over to paramedics. Meanwhile, the Kenosha News says police are also investigating a number of bullet holes discovered in a neighboring house. Any business that you have in downtown Milwaukee today, you need to be aware of streets adjacent to the Riverside Theater that are going to be closed this afternoon and evening to vehicle and pedestrian traffic due to a nationally televised Republican town hall event. A news release from Milwaukee Police indicates the closures and detours will begin at noon today. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich going to be taking the stage tonight in that gathering in Milwaukee. Scott McClain has a preview.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz have been engaged in a fierce war of words over their wives during the past week and expect them to field questions about those personal attacks. John Kasich, meanwhile, continues to maintain that he is the adult in the room, slamming Trump over plans to ban Muslims from the U.S. and Cruz's proposal to monitor Muslim neighborhoods. Tonight's town hall will be moderated by CNN's Anderson Cooper, and like previous town halls, these candidates will field questions directly from voters. In Washington, I'm Scott McClain.
Wisconsin's Department of Transportation now considering the addition of three more daily round trips on Amtrak's Hiawatha line due to continued increase in ridership. From 2009 to 2014, the number of passengers taking that train between Milwaukee and Chicago went up by 8.5%. Adding the three more trips would mean a total of 10 round trips per day. Village of Mount Pleasant asking the State Department of Transportation to put the brakes on the current plans for reconstructing the intersection of Durand Avenue and Memorial Drive. The board approving three resolutions last night, calling on the state first to install a beveled median east of Memorial, not to close access to Capitol Avenue, affecting a couple of businesses, nor install a roundabout. Those businesses, Dickie's Bar and Floyd's Towing, use Capitol Avenue to access their business sites. Floyd Leonard, owner of Floyd's Towing, said a beveled median would let his trucks swing across the highway to make the turn onto Capitol. Village President Jerry Garski said the beveled median would mean Floyd's Towing would be able to continue to have that kind of access.
They literally have to go on the other side of the road and they swing into Capitol Drive. So if this median would go in there with a curb, that would virtually eliminate Floyd's from being able to bring back Rex to their property.
All three of the resolutions approved unanimously, now going on to the DOT. Kenosha's Dream Playground remains closed because of problems with the matting that showed up deficient in recent safety testing and because of deterioration, but city officials aren't saying really what's going on behind the scenes to get it back open. Mayor Keith Bosman telling the Kenosha News there are some major structural issues with the flooring, and whether it's the general contractor, a company out of Elkhorn, or a subcontractor, they have to be dealt with so the playground can be reopened. The mayor acknowledging litigation is a possibility if it comes to that. Meanwhile, a proposal for Kenosha's Boys and Girls Club to convert four tennis courts at Lincoln Park into a pair of futsal courts for an outdoor summer program that's based on the popularity of the game played inside their facility. It's a variation of soccer. It got support from the city's Board of Parks Commissioners. Steve Milkey's the club's athletic director, explaining this is going to piggyback onto the already existing programs they have at the park.
Trying to keep the park active. We'll be out there at the Orvalletti Center every day. Providing services to youth. We're also working with the Kingfish and the baseball program that'll be out there. We worked with the basketball program that was out there last year. So we're just looking to provide some more programming out at the park, keeping, you know, the park as busy as possible.
The tennis courts would require some conversion work, and a use agreement has to be put together between the city and the Boys and Girls Club, which hosted, by the way, in January, a 141-team futsal tournament. And take note for Caledonia residents, the village there is going to be opening up its yard waste site tomorrow afternoon. That's just west of the safety building, which is in Nicholson Road, the 6900 block. Schedule for village residents only, calling for it to be open each Wednesday from 1:30 to 7 p.m., Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., some days weather permitting, though. Contractors not allowed to use the facility. That's pretty much standard everybody for everywhere. Residents will need to prove they are part of the Caledonia community. You have to have an ID. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.